A roomy-eyed man, a few inches shorter than Jenny, answered the door.
"Can I help you?" he asked.
"Mr. Henderson?" Jenny asked hopefully.
"Yeah."
"I'm Jenny Welker. I'm with Carter, Morgan, and Ross."
"Uh-huh."
"Did you get the letter I sent you and your wife?"
"You the lawyer?"
"Yes, sir."
"Yeah, I got your letter," he said.
"Do you mind if I come in so we can talk about it?" Jenny asked.
Henderson cast a glance over his shoulder.
"Afraid my wife isn't feeling very well."
"I'm sorry about that, but that's why I'm here."
He nodded.
"Okay, come on."
Jenny followed him inside and to the left, where a small living room was dominated by a bed. The room smelled of peppermint air freshener and terminal illness. The woman sitting up in bed was obviously Denise Henderson. Denise was 58. She looked 20 years older. A clear tube fastened under her nose led to an oxygen tank next to the bed. Jenny introduced herself again.
"How are you feeling?" she asked.
"Been better," Denise said. "Can't get up the stairs no more. That's why I'm down here."
"I understand you've been diagnosed with COPD.
Denise nodded.
"And you never smoked, is that right?"
"That's right,"
Denise said. Jenny turned toward Clyde.
"And you never smoked either?"
"Little bit when I was in the army, before we got together, but not in a long time."
"Then you're really perfect candidates to join our lawsuit," Jenny said. "Did you read that letter I sent?"
"We read it," he said.
"Can't say a lot of it really sank in.
I've been getting a lot of letters lately. Most of them from people saying we owe them money. Gets so I don't want to go to the mailbox no more. Between the medical bills and Denise not being able to work, it's been tough."
"I understand," Jenny said.